Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey, brothers and sisters, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We call it the DDP for short. 5 minutes every day as we journey through the Word. Right now, we're journeying through the book of Acts. It's taking all of January to get through the first chapter and now into the second chapter, but that's okay. We have a good time. And it's just a few minutes every day. We're at the end of verse 1 of chapter 2. The day of Pentecost is fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. Let's talk about it from a Greek perspective as far as the verbiage, the wording. And then we want to talk about it from a practical perspective in regards to what this would have meant then and what it means and doesn't mean now. From the Greek perspective, there's an indication here in the Greek. They were all with one accord in one place. They were all together, might be better, but there's an emotional connection in the crowd to one commonality, one common goal. They are all thinking and are emotionally invested towards the same end. So it's not just that they have all been talking about the same thing. It is that they are all there for the same purpose. That purpose is not to establish the church. It is not to set up a leadership structure. That purpose is to do exactly what Jesus told them. They were excited about what Jesus had told them. What had Jesus told them? You're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you're going to take that power to be witnesses for me to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. That's Acts 1:8. That's all they needed. They don't have the reasons. They don't have the how. They do have the what. They know that they're going to receive power, and they know what they're supposed to do with it. So there's an excitement, an emotional investment in the reception of the Holy Spirit. Now, let's talk about what it meant for them and then what it does not mean for us. What it meant for them to be in one accord in one place was that they were emotionally invested in what they were promised. However, there is no indication, and this is what helps us, no indication that had they failed to get into one accord, there would not have been an outpouring of the Spirit. I know in my Pentecostal heritage, one of the things that was used as a motivator to get people to close their eyes and worship the Lord and verbalize their praise and maybe shout out loud was we would say, listen, that early church got in one room and they got in one mind and one accord and then the Holy Ghost fell. And if we don't get in one mind and one accord around here, we cannot expect the Holy Spirit's going to show up. We added that to the text. That's not there. Let me tell you something. These guys and gals, 120 of them, were in this room because they had been instructed to wait because there was going to be power given to them. And they knew, based upon their own Jewish heritage, that it was going to happen on the Sunday morning after the seventh Sabbath day after Passover. Jesus has been gone 10 days. They know it's going to happen at Pentecost because they know that the law arrived at Pentecost in the Old Testament, and they're believing that something called the Holy Spirit is going to arrive at this Pentecost. Their being in one mind and one accord was not to bring in the Holy Spirit any more than you coming together and everybody focusing very hardly, close their eyes, concentrate, don't think about, don't talk about anything else, then boom, the Holy Ghost is going to show up. It's not what they were doing. It's not what we are to be doing. You carry the Holy Spirit with you always. I am not doubting that there's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit that is unique to community that doesn't necessarily always happen by yourself. That's why I love community. That's why gathering together is important. But that comes out of the spontaneousness of gathering together, not the concentrated effort of gathering together. Wherever there's concentrated effort to receive the Holy Spirit, there's works and thus not grace. God owes you because of your effort, not God gives you because of His love and grace. Now, which one would you want? Of course, we want it because of grace. And that's the way God wants to give it. We'll go on with this a little bit more tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.